privileged right now to have Paul from Devil Skin with us on air. So how are you, Paul?
I'm really good, Anita. Thanks so much for your time. I'm brilliant. We're all bubbling right now because the tour starts tomorrow. So, yeah, the band's excited. We're amped. Can't wait.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, congratulations on your 10-year anniversary. Yeah, so you're doing a pretty thorough tour of the country?
Yeah, it's 12 dates. Yeah, it's pretty thorough. And, 10 years since our debut album, and it's sort of flown by pretty quick. But it's given us a good opportunity to sit back and take stock of what we've achieved in that time and stuff like that. So, it's been a really exciting time for us.
Wow. No, that's good. Have you done, like, tours before?
Like,
We've done
extensive tours in New Zealand for the last 10 years, really. In fact, it was 10 years ago when we released our debut album that I can't remember where we were. I think we might have been in Nelson. We found out that the album had debuted at number one. And the next week it went gold. So we were in the South Island, just like party band, looking forward to a tour. And this whole thing was growing behind us. It was really cool.
Wow. Gold, like, wow. That is so, I'm giving like a massive like clap because that is so impressive. I realized I'll do a bit of an introduction as well for the listeners. So Waikato Rock Royalty, I will say, Devil Skin, have their 12-date tour around the Motu, celebrating, their 10th anniversary of their We Rise debut album. And you're joined by Tamaki rock band Tadpole, which is featuring indie pop punk singer Emma Dilemma, as well as Skinny Hobos. And so you guys will be playing Union Hall right here on campus this Saturday, which is super exciting. Yeah. Are you excited?
Oh, man, we absolutely love it. It's just always a really, really good night. It's so much fun, and we've got a lot of friends in town there, and it's just a great catch-up. And just got that whole uni vibe that just means party, you know?
So yeah.
we honestly always have a great time there. It's so good.
Yeah, were you a former, like, student yourself, or...?
No, not as such. I just sort of left school and went into like manual jobs, really. But the band's taken up my whole focus for the last 10 years. But before that, I was doing industrial radiography as well. So, right now though, the band's just full on focus, and we've worked hard, and we've toured the UK and Europe 5 times, and. We were just about to go over for our first headlining tour when COVID hit, so we kind of got the rug pulled out from us 10 days before we were flying out. It was crazy times, and we had to release an album in the middle of COVID when you couldn't send out the post, but you could have digital sales but no physical sales. So it was a crazy time. But, we've marched on through, and it's great to see so many great New Zealand bands have survived that and are out there touring again. And having Tadpole on the bill, I mean, they, 25 years ago, I think they last played together.
25 years ago?
Yeah, wow. And they were a big deal back then. They were a big deal in New Zealand. They did a lot of tours and a lot of shows on the radio quite a lot. So, they're kind of revamping with Emma Dilemma on vocals, and I think it's going to be just an awesome night. Also, the Skinny Hobos, man, if you haven't seen them live, they are just enormous. There's two of them, and they just make this big ruckus and funny and just a lot of fun. So, we're bringing the party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, what made you choose, I guess, like Tadpoles and Skinny Hobos for joining you on this tour?
Well, we've known them. We've known both those bands for years, and like Tadpole, I've known Chris and the band from way back. So people talk and they say, hey, you guys thinking of touring soon? Because we might be ready to do something soon. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but we made it work this time.
Yeah.
And any hobos heard, oh, you guys are doing something, can we jump on the front? So great.
Yeah,
it's a really good night out.
No, I'm really vibing with like the energy that you're like bringing, to be honest. And I feel like it's I feel like it's gonna be a big weekend, like just in general, because especially it's end of semester for us, so I'm sure people are gonna be partying it up. Like,
well, I'm sure, in true Dunedin fashion. But I'm not sure if you're aware, Anita, but the drummer in Devil Skin's my son, and the singer Jenny is my sister-in-law.
Wow. No, I was not. So I was.
Yeah, 3/4 of us are related, but the odd, by an odd cruel trick of God, Neil and myself, the guitar player, we look similar, so everyone thinks we're twins, which is hilarious. We have a lot of fun with it, but you know, it gives us something special. I think that we just have this connection, especially me and Nick on the drums and bass. It's just a great vibe and a great feeling. I've never been in a band that's been this sort of connected before, so we're all loving it, and we've been loving it for the last, you know, 10 years, 15 years since we started. But, you know, for the last 10 years, things took off for us. We got a New Zealand Music Award. We went and played in Hollywood at the Whiskey. We played Download Festival in the UK. We toured with Hailstorm and Slash and a whole bunch of other bands. So, you know, we've sort of packed a lot in that last decade. But, we're just really looking forward to celebrating that album. We'll be playing it in its entirety, plus a bunch of new songs.
Man, no, I was just going to say, just expanding on that point you made about, like, connection with, like, your, like, bandmates, I feel like that's so crucial and really needs to be, like, emphasized more, I feel, in terms of, like, creating tight music, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you can convey, like, the passion and love way easier when it's, like, you've got that really good connection with your other bandmates.
100%. And you're either tuned in or you're not. And, you know, I've played with enough musicians that we just didn't have the same tuning. it's good. We kind of read each other's minds and don't need to be looking at each other to do stuff. And, he's awesome. He's a multi-instrumentalist as well. It's frightening, really.
just on a bit of a whim, what's your favourite post-gig snack to have, you know?
Post-gig snack? Oh man, probably Whittaker's chocolate.
Oh, any particular probably flavor?
The peanut butter one. Oh, it's my Achilles heel.
That's a good one. Yeah.
But yeah, I've been eating so much fruit lately. I should just say a mandarin. You know.
Actually, no, I've been on that mandarin kind of grind as well. I had one today. Which was.
Right. And they also go really well with tequila and cinnamon.
That is something I've got to try. Ooh.
Instead of lemon salt, there you go. But gold tequila, not silver tequila, gold stuff.
That's like good for winter as well.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Man, no, this is a great recommendation. I'm gonna take this.
And you know, I'll gladly hand you one on Saturday night at the show if you come along.
Oh. I may have to take you up on that, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Sorry. And just continuing on, so you just released your new EP, Surfacing, which includes covers of Hair's Barracuda. So what motivated you guys to include that track?
Well, 10 years ago when we were doing the first album tour, we were playing those two covers, Ronnie James Dio, is Holy Diver, and the Heart song Barracuda. And we just picked up a couple of covers when we were starting to fill out the set, and those two kind of stuck around for a while, and we played them on that tour. So we thought, 10 years later, why don't we record them, you know, and put them out in an EP, our version. And we had a couple of other songs we'd recorded as well that kind of needed a home, so we weren't quite ready for an album. So it's a 6-track EP, and it's kind of, for us, it's like, yeah, finally got to record the Whale song, which is, you know, the band's had since day one, but we've never got to record. So, and it's a big, like, 7-minute epic. So, it was satisfying to get that done, and a couple of other originals. And we've got a song called Unborn, which is really special to us. Neil wrote the music for his unborn baby, when his baby was still in utero. And he used to play guitar to his, you know, his wife's tummy.
That's so sweet.
And he asked me to write some lyrics for it. And I wrote the lyrics from a baby's point of view and you know, the connection between mother and father and baby. So, yeah, that's it turned into this really big song. And we've recorded it, and it just sounds really grand. You know, so we're excited. You know, we're just excited with what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, that's That's really beautiful, actually. And I'm just, I honestly, it's so inspiring just hearing how, like, into, like, what you're creating. Yeah, just, like, seeing how into it that you are. Like, it's really cool.
You know, Anita, I wouldn't be still doing it, you know, after all these years if I wasn't passionate about it. And, you know, half the battle's always been finding the right people that share the passion with you for what you want to do. So, you know, we're locked in, we're just thriving on each other, you know, it's good.
And so who are some bassists who influenced you?
There's so many, holy heck. I have to say Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath, and I have to say Paul McCartney from, you know, all the stuff, Beatles stuff and the Wings stuff. I saw a Beatles tribute band the other night playing a pub, and my friend was playing bass. And I just sat there and watched them all night and thought, oh, Paul McCartney was an absolute genius. And so is my friend Don for being able to play it all, you know. But there's just so many that I love the Stranglers. Love the Stranglers and the Sex Pistols and stuff. But J.J. Brunel from the Stranglers is one of my favourites. Just his aggressive tone and the way he plays. Lemmy, of course, from Motorhead. You know, there's just so many. I'm a real music nut, so I was listening to the Hollies just before, and then I put on some Megadeth. Ooh. So I'm a little bit all over the place. I just love music, you know.
No, me too. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. And both Neil, your guitarist, and Jenny, your lead singer, came out of Rockquist and Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
And we have our very own Bring the Noise coming up here. Not too long, actually. Like, not too far away. But how important are those competitions for emerging bands, do you reckon?
Massively. Massively important. It's so good that there's so much support for music in schools now, because there never used to be when I was there. I went to Rongotai College in Wellington, and at the time it was like there was no music department. It was either cricket or the cane. I could go out and make my own music, so I ended up buying a bass guitar and sort of bluffing my way into a band. But, you know, the stuff that all these resources that kids have now in schools, it's just amazing, and we're just seeing some huge talent, you know. Jason Kerrison, the list goes on for the amount of, you know, great musicians that have been through that, and it's just invaluable. Yeah, I love it. I get to judge these the Rock Quest every now and then. I just
no
love
way
it. Just the energy from the kids, you know. Here's another thing, Anita, you know, look, we played in a mall the other day outside JB Hi-Fi in Hamilton here.
Mm-hmm.
In a big mall at Te Awa, and the whole front row was kids, and they were sitting there cross-legged. It's like being in school, and there's like, I don't know, 60 kids and a good, you know, maybe 300 parents out there, and these kids are just amazing to play to, you know. It's just, they're just, you can see them being inspired.
Yeah, and you can
and
see them
hearing music like that is just the best thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because I think I definitely felt that kind of awe, almost like when you just see like people kind of doing what you could imagine you doing. Like, I feel like as a kid you definitely have that big imagination where you can put yourself in like the shoes of someone on stage, and so yeah, seeing live music, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like you know, Jenny, our singer, she's a tiny wee thing, you know, and when people hear her sing, their jaws drop, you know. It's like, especially when if she growls, you know, she's just got this incredible voice that just appears magically out of this tiny little frame, and it's really cool watching people's just expressions, you know. She's right out of the bag. But, you know, it's that whole thing of inspiring people, and I think it's great. Jenny's not afraid to sing about hard subjects. You know, for instance, she's had a pretty bad time with endometriosis, and so we wrote a song about it, and her lyrics were quite visceral, you know. But the song's called Endo. It's out there on Spotify and stuff if people want to check it out. But we did a video. But, you know, I said to her when we were writing it, I said, hey, this is pretty personal stuff, Jenny. Are you sure you want to put this out in public? She goes, 100%, more people need to know about it. And that's the thing, you know. And you know, did a bit of digging myself, and I everyone knows someone who's been hassled by endometriosis, you know. And it's something like 7 years from first symptoms to diagnosis is the average in New Zealand, so there's a lot of women suffering with that. So, you know, I really applaud Jenny for standing up and making a stand with that song. And you know, we've had a lot of support come in from that girl saying, hey, you're telling my story, sort of thing. And I think it's really important to have real subject matter in your songs. They're all real life situations for us, you know.
Yeah, and I think music does a great job of like conveying those really felt experiences that are felt by a lot of people as well. So
yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're all huge music fans, you know. So being able to do the sort of things that our heroes do, play to big crowds and tour with Slash and stuff like that, you know, it's surreal. But it all comes down to the songwriting, and that's what brings us all together. And you only move on if your songs are up to a certain standard, otherwise you stay in the same place. So yeah, it's just an exciting place to be.
No, well, thank you so much for joining me today and for, sharing, like, really exciting news about your tour. And again, congratulations on your 10th anniversary.
Thank
and
you.
If you want to shout out your gig happening on Saturday again, please feel free to.
Yeah, so Union Hall in Dunedin right there at the uni, so we just can't wait. It's such a great room. It's just, I've been partying in that room on different tours for years and years and years, and it's always so much fun. And South Island's always been so good to our band, so good. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Saturday night, we're going to bring it. It'll be a great night. So why don't we give away a couple of passes or something, Anita? Get a couple of your listeners along.
Ooh.
How about that?
No, actually, true. I'll get onto that.
Grab a couple of random callers and let's invite them along.
Yeah. No. That's actually a really good idea. I'm going to mention that.
Yeah, too right.
So Union Hall, Saturday 1st of June. Come along for a great party. And thank you again for Devilskin, for Paul, for joining me today. And here
That's
is...
my pleasure.
No worries.
And thank you so much for supporting us and playing so much cool Kiwi music and keeping the whole scene alive. You know, it's unreal what you do, so thanks.
Oh, thank you. and here is Barracuda by Devilskin. So I hope you enjoy.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.